Venezuela earthquakes challenge Delcy Rodriguez and Caracas in new ties with the United States. Delcy Rodriguez faces a defining moment as Venezuela's interim president after a brutal earthquake. The article follows how she guides the country through a severe humanitarian crisis and a tense political scene. The United States' influence shapes her legitimacy as aid arrives, yet many doubt its sufficiency. Elections are postponed, and the future remains uncertain while the nation begins the long task of rebuilding. Devastating earthquake hits Venezuela, creating a big humanitarian crisis. Interim President Delcy Rodriguez faces questions about her legitimacy and leadership. USA arrives, but many say it is not enough, and Washington may have influence. The disaster worsens. Economic troubles like inflation and poverty. Elections are uncertain, and recovery becomes the main focus for the country. Venezuela earthquake toll tests interim leader Delcy Rodriguez. Immediate toll and humanitarian needs. In the wake of a powerful pair of earthquakes, Venezuela reports at least 1,403 deaths and thousands of injuries. By Saturday afternoon, authorities also confirmed the destruction of over 3,100 homes. Tens of thousands of residents are displaced, with many sleeping on streets, in plazas, or in vehicles as aftershocks raise fear of new events. The U.S. Geological Survey warns that the eventual death toll could rise significantly, potentially surpassing 10,000. Before the disaster, the United Nations estimated that millions depended on aid, and current analyses suggest a large share of the population remains in extreme poverty. The scale of damage is forcing an urgent focus on reconstruction and basic services. Political context and U.S. role. Delcy Rodriguez has led Venezuela since January after the political shift that removed the former president from office. The earthquake presents her first major challenge in office. International observers note that the United States has exerted a guiding influence in the early days of the post-Maduro era, though Washington has kept a light footprint, avoiding direct military involvement. Analysts say Rodriguez faces a delicate balance, addressing urgent needs while navigating a political framework that many see as still under external influence. Some scholars describe her role as stabilizing and pragmatic, aimed at containing unrest, while broader political questions remain unresolved. Economic outlook and reconstruction. Economically, the country entered the crisis with fragile fundamentals. Efforts to open the oil sector to foreign participation aligned with perceptions of a shift in U.S. policy, though the economy had not yet shown strong signs of revival. On the fiscal front, debt discussions were already underway prior to the earthquakes, with expectations of further restructuring to access international markets. Initial estimates indicate that the disaster could shave a portion of national output and add substantial physical damage, complicating a fragile recovery path. The destruction threatens critical infrastructure and energy transmission systems, with concerns about future outages and the resilience of the oil industry. Conclusion. Delcy Rodriguez faces a defining moment as Venezuela transitions from catastrophe toward rebuilding. As the interim president, she must translate immediate relief into credible governance, navigating a political landscape shaped by external influence while prioritizing the needs of the most vulnerable. The arrival of U.S. aid offers essential support, but it does not erase questions about legitimacy or long-term sovereignty. The scale of earthquake damage intensifies existing economic fragility, making reconstruction and economic stabilization central tasks. With elections postponed and uncertainty lingering, Rodriguez's ability to deliver stability, protect vulnerable communities, and foster broad-based resilience will shape Venezuela's future. The coming months will test coordination of aid, repair of critical infrastructure, and a recommitment to rebuilding livelihoods, infrastructures, and the country's prospects on the international stage. Frequently asked questions. How does the Venezuela earthquakes challenge Delcy Rodriguez and Caracas in forming new ties with the United States? It tests her leadership in a crisis. She must use relief and rebuild plans with U.S. help, while proving she can govern. What is the role of U.S. aid and how does it shape Delcy Rodriguez's leadership after the quake? U.S. aid brings relief, but it is seen as not enough by many. If used well, it can strengthen Delcy's control and legitimacy. Will the earthquake push Delcy toward elections, and how does that affect U.S.-Venezuela ties? Elections are hard now. Delcy says she will run, but many fear delays. U.S. relations hinge on stability and process. Why economic effects hit Caracas, and how might U.S. support shape recovery? Huge damage and rising costs hit the economy. Inflation and job loss rise. U.S. aid can fund rebuilding and energy fixes, but recovery takes time. How do Venezuelans view U.S. involvement during the disaster, and what does it mean for future ties? Views split. Some want help, others fear external control. The disaster may push ties toward more cooperation or more distance.